on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Victoria, excuse me just one second, Alex. It seems that I've got the wrong the wrong bulletin up here. Joburg, a high of 26, Pretoria 28, and Emalahleni 27. We start in India, where history will be made today as the Women's World Cup is set to crown a new champion. Hosts India have been runners-up twice in 2005 and 2017, and South Africa will appear in their first final. The Proteas, led by Laura Wolfhard, beat four-time winners England to reach the final. Wolfhard says the pressure on the home team could work in South Africa's favour at Mumbai's D.Y. Patil Stadium, which has a capacity of 45,000.
Yeah, it's going to be a very tough game. I think, you know, with the whole crowd behind India, probably a sold-out stadium, it's going to be a very exciting opportunity. But at the same time, I think it puts a lot of pressure on them as well. They, you know, have the whole country behind them and are sort of expected to win, I guess. So, yeah, I think it sort of plays in our favour, hopefully. We're very excited for the game. They're a very good side. We're going to have to play some really good cricket to beat them, but we're really excited for the opportunity.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has meanwhile reminded the Proteas that the whole of South Africa is backing them in today's clash.
I'm sure that all of you have always dreamt of being where you are, just to be representing your country and standing and playing on the world stage for all to see. So girls, my super, super girls, go out as daughters of South Africa and bring the cup home.
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has urged law enforcement to act swiftly and make arrests where evidence exists without waiting for the Madlanga Commission to conclude. Mbalula's stance contrasts with the ANC's earlier July position emphasizing due process. The commission is probing corruption and political interference within South Africa's justice system. Speaking at the O.R. Tambo Memorial Lecture in the Eastern Cape, Mbalula says immediate accountability is vital.
We must not wait for the commission to finish its business. If there are people who are supposed to be arrested, let them be arrested. We must not wait for the final verdict of Justice Madlanga. If somebody must be arrested tonight, arrest.
Meanwhile, controversial prophet Shepherd Bushiri has accused senior South African police officials of demanding 12 million rand in 2016 as a protection fee. Speaking during a church service, Bushiri alleged the officers solicited bribes to make his case disappear and later turned against him. Bushiri claimed to have reported the matter to the Independent Police Directorate, but no action was taken.
The threats of our lives and the demand of money, one of the police officers who said that genocidia would stop our case if we would give him something. So much money was collected. I remember my team having a meeting with the then Gen of Hawks at his residence in Silverton.
And South African golfing icon Gary Player celebrated his 90th birthday yesterday, surrounded by family, friends and business leaders from all over the world, and a selection of South Africa's greatest sports stars and young professional golfers. The celebrations took place against the backdrop of the 36-hole Gary and Vivian Player Invitational Tournament played at Sun City's two golf courses. Former Miss World Raleigh Strauss and her team of Sunshine Tour professionals are in the lead following their round at the Lost City Golf Club. I'm Martina van der Walt-Eelers. View these and other stories at jacarandafm.com. Click on News.
Why aren't you here with us at We Buy Cars in Midstream? Is it net rondom die draai van die huis?
It is.
Why?
Actually. I'll come by. I'll swing by, Alex.
Come on then. I'll tell you what. You will not be allowed to have a guess at how many balls are in the Jacaranda Chori. Because I can't guess either. We're not allowed to. 20,000 bucks up for grabs today if you head over to We Buy Cars in Midstream Centurion. Yeah, we've got the Jacaranda FM T-Cross, and it's full of big balls, not little balls. You know, this is a big ball station. So we go, fill the car with all of these bollockies, and all you've got to do is be the first person to guess how many are in the car, and you win 20,000 bucks. Did it yesterday with Danny at the Dome, and so it's my turn today. Pull on in. We are now open at We Buy Cars. I'm about to post a photograph on the socials of the incredible team here. I think you'll be stunned at what they're doing. It's an absolute joy.